welcome to Schmevel and Wheeze. This is episode 7, Starditis, September through November 2014 edition. Today I want to talk about this problem I have. It's called starditis. It's an inflammation of my starting desire. When I'm knitting or crocheting, sometimes I just get in the mood to start something new. And it's certainly not rational. It was so bad at one point recently that I started a project and I had been knitting on it for a little while. I put it down, I had to do something else, came back to it about 10 minutes later and thought, I need to start a new project. You know, I was looking at the thing I had just started and worked on for maybe 15, 20 minutes, and I realized I wanted to just start something new. And I chose not to. I chose to just work on what I had begun that day. But that just really illustrates how inflamed my start desire is currently. I would not say that this is the worst I've ever had startitis. That's probably the period in December of 2014. No, sorry, 2012. This is 2014. On December 1st, I had the thought, I want to start a new project every day in December and try and finish that project each day. So I picked a number of small projects. I didn't plan too many days in advance, and I did modify it slightly. So for example, if I was doing a pair of mittens, a mitt one day and a mitt the next day would count as 2 days worth of starting and finishing a project. That's probably the worst I ever had it. I made it 15 days and I didn't finish everything, but I got pretty close. And the items I didn't finish, you know, I was okay with the fact that I didn't finish them. I didn't want to take them any further than I did. I am a process knitter as opposed to a project knitter. A process knitter is someone who, for the most part, the enjoyment is about the technique, the activity, the mental challenge, whatever, of learning or doing the project, as opposed to the finished object. That's not to say that I don't enjoy finishing, because I really do. I get great pride when I finish something, and especially it tends to be bigger projects that give me more satisfaction. Blankets and not that I've knit that many, but the couple blankets I've done, sweaters, you know, I'm really proud of that work and those projects. When I get startitis, generally, it tends to be smaller things. It tends to be hats and cowls and maybe gloves and occasionally a slipper-type sock thing. But they're things that in theory could be finished quite quickly, but they aren't always. Since my last episode where I said that I had 15 items, I finished one and started a new one. And I finished something very small. I finished a hat and I started a sweater, because, you know, that makes sense. So I now have 4 sweaters in process. And with the exception of the brand new one, most of them are at that point where I'm kind of in the part that's boring. And the reason it's boring is because whatever the technique, challenge, interesting thing about the pattern to me is either over or I haven't gotten to it yet, right? So usually if I'm doing like a top-down raglan, you know, the interesting part is either going to be a stitch definition, you know, a stitch pattern rather, or it's going to be some sort of shaping, right? And there's, at a certain point, you get past the stitch pattern, you get past the shaping, or you've learned the stitch pattern, you've learned the shaping, you know, technique, and then it's just a knitting marathon, you know, just knit until the project's done. And that's boring, you know. And someone asked me, what is it that causes your startitis? And I kind of flippantly said, oh, it's wanderlust. But the truth is, that's kind of what it is. It's about restlessness. I would say it's about, for me, kind of an intellectual restlessness. The challenge of something new, the creativity of something new, picking out the right yarn for the pattern, and I just enjoy that process a lot. And so when I get startitis, oftentimes it's about wanting that challenge as much as possible. Then other times, you know, I'm perfectly happy to knit all day long in just boring stitch pattern. But that's less often. I really do enjoy the mental challenge of figuring things out. So how do I get over startitis? Well, currently I'm battling a little bit of what I think is probably tendonitis, and so I'm not able to knit as much, and therefore I'm much more likely to work on something that's already established just a little bit to kind of keep it going, and then we'll see what happens from there. Ultimately, I just have to let it run its course. I have to let the start desire subside, and there's no over-the-counter medication for it. It's just about working through whatever restlessness I'm experiencing, you know. And when I'm finished with it, then I have lots of cool projects that are done, some of them, and some of them just, you know, they get put on the pile to be frogged, but that's okay. I want to thank you for joining me today. I hope you enjoyed it, and I look forward to hearing from you about your episodes of Startitis. Thanks again, and have a great day.